present I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, a panel game. And your chairman this week, Barry Cryer.
Welcome to I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, the show that is to radio what Beverly Nichols is to heavy engineering. It's a closely knitted panel game played to clearly defined rules, and I'm, of course, the lovely Duchess of Bedford. May I introduce, said he, picking up his written ad libs, the members of our teams on this occasion. On my left, Joe, let's blindfold the band and tango till dawn, Kendall. Graham, pass me a suture or suit yourself, Garden. And opposing them, Bill, a man's only as tall as his shadow, but where's my shadow gone, Oddie? And Tim, please stop calling me bleachy head, Taylor. And we do, in fact, start with our initial round, which is Calypso time, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, I've just spotted Henry Cooper in our audience. Oh, I'm sorry, madam. The flash of an earring deceived me. I'll give each team a subject on which they must improvise a four-line Calypso, singing alternate lines. We'll start with Tim and Bill, and your subject, gentlemen, the Loch Ness Monster.
I've been
Hello?
I've been looking for the monster Loch Ness.
Tell me, did you see him?
Yes. He was big and ugly. I think it was him.
Ah, no, that was just Andy Stewart out for a swim.
Oh!
Four points hitting hard. Back to Joe and Graham. Oh, now, the Snowden aviary. The Snowden aviary.
I saw Snowden's aviary the other day.
It didn't look very nice, and I must say.
But it's all right to go there. What's the tune after dark?
With a pretty little bird for a bit of a lark.
We will lose the West Indies next. I only give two, so it's in fact an overall win to
Tell
Tim
and, I read
and
up
Bill.
The university
and guy. Now, the
no.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I will merely set up something we're going to do later in the program. This is called Late Arrivals, and here the teams are going to be asked, ladies and gentlemen, to announce people with silly names. We're going to give you some time to think them up. These silly people are the late arrivals at the furniture salesman's ball. The furniture salesman's ball. And I shall be asking you for those names later on. Next round is called Guess the Heavy Breather or Word for Word. I'm going to give one of each team a word, and the other member of the team must immediately come up with another word which has absolutely no connection whatsoever with the first word. The other team can challenge and try and prove such a connection. Start with Tim and Bill. I think we'll start with Bill on this. Bill, marmalade.
Aubergine. Baggage.
Nappy.
Cucumber sandwich.
Sock.
Mount Everest.
Mitten.
Cauliflower.
Galosh.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
The galosh is in fact a type of cauliflower. It's sort of...
It is?
Prove it!
It is!
I call upon you, sir, prove
Look
it,
Look
prove
me straight
it.
In the eye and say that.
A galosh is a type of cauliflower. Everybody in the audience know that.
I'm going to give one point to Tim and Bill for the...
Know that joke?
...arrant impertinence of that challenge, Mr. Garden. In fact, I will go to Mr. Garden and I will say to him the word truss.
Pentateuch.
Pentateuch, for anybody who didn't hear that.
Light joke. Bulb.
Fourth of Firth.
Horse.
Buffalo.
Challenged by Bill Oddie.
Buffalo and horse.
Are both quadrupeds.
Oh, splendid. Splendid. Irrefutable.
Don't know what it and means. Animals.
Irrefutable.
All right.
Irrefutable. All right, irrefutable. Yes, let's start another one. This time with Tim Brooke Taylor and the word Tim. Inkwell.
Button.
Elephant.
Horseradish sauce.
Knee socks.
Goat.
Lingerie.
Filthy.
Graham Garden's finger being pressed by Joe Kendall, which is a strange team arrangement. What's the... Prove a connection there. Prove a connection, please.
Well, I don't want to go into Tim Brooke Taylor's mind, but there's clearly a connection between lingerie and filth.
You may have filthy lingerie, but I don't.
I thought so his is perfectly clean.
And so nothing to do with it whatsoever.
2 points.
I appeal to our fair chairman.
I thought for one incredible moment Joe was going to say she didn't want to go into your lingerie. But the moment passed. What a relief. The moment passed, and we will go on from that. You are leading, you two over there on my right.
Of course.
We will, in fact, give Joe a word. The word is stamp.
Jumper.
Paw beetle.
Cigarette butt.
Microphone.
House.
Water.
Pig.
All right. Rebarbative.
Vituperative.
Dislocation.
Challenge and Tim Brooke Taylor, who had gone into a coma at that point.
Barbative and vituperative rhyme.
I'll allow that. I'll allow that.
Cheat.
Oh, I'll allow that.
Oh, well.
On that triumphant note, we'll call a halt to that round with...
They were only showing off.
Till
anyway,
and Jim. Showing off, showing off. Let's move to...
Doctor.
Now we move to reverse singing. Reverse singing, which could, in fact, set songwriting back several years. I'm going to ask each player to sing a song, reversing the meaning. Tim Brooke Taylor is crouching, but everybody should have a hobby. Let me give you a for instance. You have to sing a song reversing the meaning of the words, lady and gent. Let me give you a quick for instance. If it was Daisy Daisy, give me your answer, do it. It'd be something on the lines of Buttercup, Buttercup. Please don't tell me your question. I'm totally mad. Of that ilk, of that order.
Yes.
I'm sure that's crystal clear.
I'm having
a crystal here, I wouldn't know. So we start with Joe Kendall. Joe Kendall, would you in fact sing, "My old man's a dustman," but reverse the meaning of as many words as possible, in fact. Long introduction, please, Dave.
Well, your young girl's a ballerina. She strips off her ballerina's shoes. She strips off well-tailored tutu. And she's kept in Buckingham Palace.
Was that it?
That was it.
Hi! Oh.
It's murder, as has just been proved. This we go now to Tim. Tim, have you got the words of big spender? You should have the words of big spender. Would you immediately reverse the whole process, please?
Keeping clean.
We ran out of lamb cutlet. We couldn't see we are a woman of ill repute. A non-genuine small miser. Bad looking. Where are we on the tune? Bad looking. So disgusting. We wouldn't... No, would you... We hate to not know this is coming in over my... The opposite of mind.
Body.
Body. I don't really want to go. Come on. I've had enough of it. I really have.
We'll level that. I pressed the hooter out of sheer compassion, Tim.
Thank
I
you
level
very
up
much
that.
Indeed.
And hurry. Oh. Compassion at all swayed me to another point. Graham Garden. The song in question is The Girl from Ip and Eman.
Slow and gentle, Dave. Short and pale and old and ugly. The boy from Newport Pagnell. Running, and when he doesn't go past, nobody he doesn't go past in front of goes.
Two for that. And now it's Bill Oddie regaling us with When the Red, Red Robin.
If the conservative Aardvark, that's a bit subtle, goes lying ashort, here there are some laughing if he goes talking his new horrible talk. Go to sleep, you wakeful person. Lie down, get into the bathroom. Be miserable, the moon is blue. Die, cry, hate, and be miserable.
I think that's the way. I think I'm going to... I'm going to declare that excruciating round, a tie. In fact, our four draws here. I'm going to call that 5 points each of that round. The next round, with a public warning to each side and Joe Kendall dreading a submission, these are sound effects. We have sound effects here from the BBC library. Do hurry up and guess them, because there's a fine if they go back late. We're going to ask you to listen to these sound effects and construct a story which very logically explains what these sound effects are, in fact, portraying. I'm going to appeal to the audience, not that I often do, but I shall appeal to the audience after this to get a decision on it. We're going to start with Graham, I think, and could we have Graham's sound effect, please?
Is that it?
That was it, yes.
Come
indeed.
Back, Graham. Come back.
That was that was the condensed version of the 39 steps.
Three points, that single contribution alone. Bill, will you listen to this?
Let me see. I think that was something to do with Tarzan. I recognise Cheetah in there somewhere. Couldn't hear him, but I could smell him. I think it was Tarzan. He diving into a bowl of syrup, by the sound of it, towards the end, and wrestling with a man eating celery.
I like it. 3 points. Level
of a man eating tiger, but not a man eating celery.
Now
really?
To that.
No, I do it every night. That
Joe Kendall.
And I eat celery.
Joe Kendall. Cock an ear to this. What was it, Joe?
Mrs. Mills's wedding night.
The applause sways me to 4 points for that, and it's Tim Brooke Taylor. This sound effect, Tim.
Ha ha ha!
Well, that was the longest, Tim. What was it?
I don't know what it is, but I, in fact, just rung my plumber to stop it in my house. It sounded more like a Chinese steam engine sent over specially to mate with the Royal Scot.
Unsuccessfully.
I won't have to appeal to the audience. You, Joe and Graham, you won by 2.75 on that round. We move now to misleading readings, Mark 2. This time it's not only silly voices, but incredible musical renditions. So we will, in fact, start with Tim and Bill.
And Tim and Bill are offering The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare.
In such a night did this be fairly a trip that you and saw the lion's shadow at himself and ran dismayed away.
Blimey!
Flowers have been brought upon the stage and Timbrook Taylor has been rubbed down with steel wool. Now I'm going to ask Joe and Graham to see in the unlikely event. Could you recognise that?
Was it Galton and Simpson?
No. Warmish. Not one off. Warmish.
Galton or Simpson?
No, just a single person.
Neither of them.
A rising lad wrote it.
As You Like It.
As You Like It is wrong because it was in fact The Merchant of Venice.
The Merchant of Venice.
Yeah.
Tim and Bill, 5 points for that, I cry. Now, Joe and Graham, will you give us your operatic rendition of a prose piece?
And Joe and Graham's piece, Rookery Nook by Ben Travers.
I came about a bag I lost. I didn't lose it. He lost it. I want to know if it's come back.
Come back from where?
From wherever it went. Oh.
You said it went here.
Oh.
Mr. Twine. Mr. Twine.
What?
Lost place.
Stop.
Do you know anything?
No.
Yes.
Don't mention it.
a brief extract from several of Wagner's rings there. And,
told you not to mention
all we got really was a bag and Mr.
I came about the bag I lost.
Restoration.
Not as
warm as that.
It's funny, but it's not that old, is it, really?
No, am I supposed to be in this?
Welcome back, Bill. Welcome back to... It's a funny, not that old sort of piece, really.
It's a farce.
Oh, yes. Graham, you've gone too far saying farce.
Is it a Ben Travers farce?
Yes, it is a Ben Travers farce. It is a Ben Travers farce.
Funny farces, but I can't remember a single name of another one.
Diddly-dee, diddly-dee.
Cuckoo.
Diddly-dee, cuckoo. It's Rookery Nook, gentlemen.
Rookery Nook. Cookery Nook.
Too late. Rookery Nook. So, in fact, I declare Joe and Graham the winners by 3-2 there. And now we get... carry on singing our next round or pick up the song. This round is going to be played entirely in the nude and we'll measure the winners by the volume of the audience's laughter. And I'm going to ask one player to start a song, and when he or she stops on a word of their choice, the next player on the opposing team must pick up on the word at which they stopped, but with a totally different song. So I'm going to start with Bill Oddy. Exciting, isn't it? Bill Oddy, sing a song and stop at a word of your choice. Graham Garden to pick it up with a different song. Bill.
Hello, darling. I'm not sure of the second word. Hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. Long.
Long
ago and far away. Way down upon the Mississippi.
Where?
Well, Dr. Point for the wrong river, right?
No.
Keep rattling. Graham, start us on.
The hills are alive with a song in my heart
of my heart.
Bill.
Heart the herald. Glory to me for getting a couple of points there. Glory to the newborn king.
King Wenceslas looked out.
Out
is the one you're throwing over to me. Out.
Quick,
out,
Kim.
Out. And here comes the song.
My hooter is poised.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Out. Out. Out the window. Out. They're coming in the door.
I won't allow that. I won't allow that.
All right. That was all right.
I'm getting peevish now. What? No, it was a time lag, really. A time lag. So we now go to Tim. Back in your agony, Tim. You start the song with son.
The Deadwood stage is a coming on all the hills, and the engineers are thicker than porcupine.
Pine.
4 points if you don't get that one. That's great. There was a million porcupine
songs.
Pint
your wagon.
Pint your wagon.
Sing.
I'll give you 2 points there. Let's start yet another with our Pint Your Wagon lady. Jo Kendall, would you start a song now, please, to finish out the round?
The hills are alive.
Loud repeat.
With the sound of music.
Music. Put another nickel in the nickel of the end. We're enjoying this one, aren't we? Loving you and music. Closer. Closer the door.
Richard, open the door and
let
there be love.
He's a man, he's plain thing. It's the
easy.
The
what?
The
Eels are alive.
The eels are alive.
Sound.
Sound, 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 sound. Good song its own right. Sound of music.
Sound of gong,
sound a gong, ringing a bell.
Now let the golden wedding bells chime.
Let the golden wedding bells chime.
Chime.
Chime. Chime. Chime.
Hey!
Mountain.
Mountain.
Mountain. Mountain. High. River deep, mountain high. I came in a funny place. High. River high. Deep. It just goes on like that. River deep. River deep, mountain high, river deep.
My hoot is poised.
Deep.
Pardon the expression.
Deep. Deep. Camp down, ladies.
Oh, no. That's it. That's it. I'm going to declare. Tim and Bill, the winners of that round, by 7 points to 5. Tim and Bill,
your question.
And now our denouement, ladies and gentlemen, our denouement, in which you'll remember, of course, that early on in the programme I asked our teams to mention some very silly people who'd arrived rather late at the furniture salesman's hall. I'll give one up a name on this. Let's hear first of all from Tim and Bill, who arrived late at the furniture salesman's ball.
The first arrival at the furniture salesman's ball from America... Mr. and Mrs. Drawers and their son Chester.
Drawers.
Oh. Good.
Come on.
Very good. Very good.
Follow me. Rob Wales. Mr. and Mrs. Owen Ningtable and their son Di Ningtable.
Yes. Bill.
Mr. and Mrs. Leah and their Hungarian cousin, Chandelier.
Oh. One for pain. Who else arrived at the ball?
Ah, Mr. Joe. And Mrs. Clock. I don't say it.
You dare.
And their grandfather.
Oh! I won't. I won't.
And a late arrival. Mr. and Mrs. Bed. And their daughter, who is, of course, Helen Bed. And...
so much of it on radio.
And a Dutch couple.
Careful, Tim.
I had a friend that's already been on earlier. A Dutch couple, Mr. and Mrs. Van Bed, and their Welsh cousin,
Guy
Van Bed.
Listen, I don't...
You're very kind.
Another late arrival. Mr. and Mrs. Dard Lamp. And their son, Stan Dardner.
Oh!
And the last minute entry, Mr. and Mrs. Net, and their taxi driver son, Cabby.
Closely followed by yet another contingent for the furniture salesman's ball, Mr. and Mrs. Slong, and their revolutionary son, Chase Long.
No!
And one more uninvited guest who has just slipped in. And they're rather regretting their cover call. Mr. and Mrs. Fence Foot Umbrella Stand. And their daughter, Ella Fence Foot Umbrella Stand.
If ever, I'll say goodnight to the listeners
and
now because this is going to go on. It's goodnight from Joe Kendall, Graham Garden, Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor. It's going to go on. My name's Barry Cryer. I've got a wife and three lovely children away from all this. I declare Tim and Bill the winners, ladies and gentlemen. The
was Barry Cryer finally getting rid of Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, Joe Kendall, and Bill Oddie for another week. Dave Lee was at the piano, and the producer was John Castle. ¶¶